It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Eminem responded to Machine Gun Kelly's diss track Rap Devil with his own called Kill Shot. Eminem dropped the diss track Friday, and he did not hold back.
Dictionary.
Yo, Slim, your last four albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was three albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch. Yeah, I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you'd have whacked me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you.
Oh, I'm bummed you didn't use my favorite line in there, the man bun reference.
What is it?
He's like, how are you going to be a damn machine gun with a man bun?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I thought Eminem did really well on this one. I liked it.
Yeah, it was all right. He also took aim at Tupac's death and accused Diddy of putting out the hit. Eminem rapped, "The day you put out this hit is the day Diddy admits that he put out the hit that got Pac killed." Eminem did address Diddy at the end and said that he was only kidding. He also rapped, "You ain't never made a list next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho, you really about to blow." Iggy Azalea posted on Twitter Friday calling out Eminem for that line. She said, "Diss songs shouldn't be filled with celebrity name drops to pad out lazy bars, and that's my unbiased opinion from a girl that watched this guy set and sung the words in the crowd. I think it regardless. One of the greatest to do it. I'm not in dispute about that, but I do think that the name dropping thing has become a crutch." Speaking of lazy bars, remember that time that Iggy tried to freestyle on Sway's show?
Please don't make me play this. Okay.
Got a house on the hill, sits in a valley. Said he trying to move on with life, but he still want to be a good daddy.
Okay.
So I sit in a ride because I don't want it's overlapping. She spending money on Mac. That's cute. I get checks from them in Paris.
Stop. Yeah, there we go.
Why?
Owned.
Why?
Ariana Grande addressed the death of her ex-boyfriend Mac Miller in a note written directly to him on Instagram. She wrote, "I adored you from the day I met you when I was 19, and I always will. I can't believe you aren't here anymore. I really can't wrap my head around it. We talked about this so many times. I'm so mad. I'm so sad. I don't know what to do. You were my dearest friend for so long, above anything else." Ariana also wrote, "I'm so sorry I couldn't fix or take your pain away. I really wanted to. The kindest, sweetest soul with demons that he never deserved. I hope you're okay now. Rest." Comedian Cat Williams is bashing Tiffany Haddish's rise to success. During a radio interview, he slammed a number of comedians, including Kevin Hart, Jared Carmichael, and Hannibal Buress. In regards to the Girls Trip star, Cat said that Tiffany got famous off someone else's writing, and anyone would have earned critical acclaim reading the Girls Trip script, which Cat claims he saw way back in 2004. He says that Tiffany's been in comedy since she was 16, but claims that nobody knows her jokes. He said she ain't done a tour yet, she ain't done a special, she's not proven the ability to tell jokes back to back for an hour to nobody, which is wrong. She has starred in specials and has a deal to do another one for Netflix, by the way. And according to Cat Williams, the media only likes Haddish because she wants to sleep with a white man, which I guess is Brad Pitt. I don't know if she's like made a joke about that or something
well,
before.
Well, that makes two of us.
And this is so cute. Stranger Things star David Harbour spent the weekend before the Emmys in Springfield, Illinois, making good on his promise to officiate a fan's wedding. Back in January, Harbour wound up agreeing to do it. He showed up to officiate dressed fully as his Stranger Things character, Chief Jim Hopper. The whole thing actually started when a fan named Erica Milholland made the challenge in January, asking the star how many retweets it would take for him to officiate her wedding. He said that she had to get 125,000 retweets, dates that work with his shooting schedule, and that he gets the first piece of cake. She scored the necessary retweets within 24 hours, and he then told her to go ahead and get the ball rolling. So he actually showed up. Very, very cute. That is the garbage.